This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Nathaniel, N-A-T-H-A-N-I-E-L, Starry, S-T-A-R-R-Y, date of birth 2/12/1978. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a consultation for Mr. Starry, who was sent for evaluation of microalbuminuria. He is a 47-year-old male patient who was born with spina bifida, requiring closure at the time of his birth in 1978. And then he developed neuromuscular bladder dysfunction when he was about 7 years old, and then required catheterizations up to 3 times a day from that point forward. And in 2015, he had developed several tracts, urethral tracts, and he was attempting to catheterize himself, but the catheter would not pass into the bladder, so he was unable to catheterize himself. And he was sent to Ann Arbor to Dr. Clements, C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S, who was able to perform a Monti, a capital M, like Mary, O-N-T-I, catheter abdominal stoma procedure in 2015 in the right lower quadrant of the abdomen, which has worked very well since that time. He also receives annual Botox injections in the bladder and the stoma area to prevent, in the bladder actually, to prevent spasms. And he does take oxybutynin and imipramine, 10 milligram twice a day to keep the bladder very relaxed and prevent spasms and pain. He is newly diagnosed early diabetic, which he believes was sometime within the last year, and is hemoglobin A1C was roughly 6.4, he believes. He is trying very hard to follow a diabetic diet in order to control those blood sugars and prevent the need for medications. But he is significantly overweight in the class of morbid obesity with a body mass index greater than 40. And so weight loss is very important for this gentleman. And he's a truck driver, so does not get very much exercise either. And he does have a long history of hypertension also. Currently, he has no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no peripheral edema. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, a recent diagnosis of type 2 diabetes within the last year, lumbar spina bifida, neuromuscular bladder dysfunction, requiring catheterization for removal of urine, and morbid obesity. Past surgical history, he had spina bifida closure in 1978 and appendectomy 1998. A Monti cath abdominal stoma created in 2015 for catheterizations. Social history, he's never smoked. He rarely consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He's recently remarried, lives with his wife, and he is a truck driver. Family history is significant for asthma, congestive heart failure, and breast carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. No known drug allergies, medications, Lipitor 40 milligram at bedtime. Imipramine is 10 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril 20 milligram daily for more than 5 years. Oxybutynin is oxybutynin chloride, 15 milligram daily. Physical exam, height 67 inches, weight 265 pounds. Pulse 113, oxygen saturation is 92% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 150/90. He reports that home blood pressures are usually 120 over 80, and the last office blood pressure was 130 over 82. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx, clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no enlarged thyroid or tenderness. No nodules are palpable, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, no rashes, no ulcerations or lesions. Full sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And the abdominal stoma is present just in the upper left lower quadrant, and it is closed and there's no leakage noted, and flat to the abdomen. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 527 of 25. A microalbumin to creatinine ratio is elevated at 129, creatinine normal at 0.68, calcium 9.1, electrolytes are normal, albumin 4.5, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin is 15.9 with a normal white count and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, microalbuminuria and significant hypertension worse in the office today, but usually more controlled at home and even in your office. It's more controlled. We've asked him to check blood pressure at home, and the goal is 120 to 130 over 80. If it is high, we could certainly increase lisinopril by increments of 10 milligram per day, so from 20 milligram daily up to 30 milligram daily. But at this point, I'd like to see what the home blood pressures are first before we do that. We would avoid the use of drugs like Farxiga due to risk of UTI for this gentleman that has to self-catheterize through the stoma three times a day. But it may be worthwhile to consider use of Mounjaro or Ozempic for the diabetes control and also to assist with weight loss if he was a candidate and if his insurance would cover that. And he's actually willing to try that if that is a good idea in your opinion. Also with exercise and caloric restriction, those are strongly encouraged. And lab studies should be done probably every 6 months, and please share those with this office. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.